Do we know that 80% of sins are committed by just one body organ, and that is the boneless tongue, that we consider to be harmless, but it is the root cause of many of sins? Allahu Akbar. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says about the dangers of the tongue. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, whomever Allah Almighty saved from the evil that which is between the jaws and the legs, meaning the mouth and the genitals, will enter paradise. In the second hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam says and guarantees paradise for the one whoever safeguards his genitals and the tongue. And he says, whoever gives me the guarantee of the things between his jaws and legs, I give him the guarantee of paradise. Allahu Akbar. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a person wakes up in the morning, his body parts bow down and say to the tongue, fear Allah Almighty in regard to us, because we are associated with you. If you remain straight, we will also remain straight. And if you go crooked, we will also be crooked. This is the dangers of the tongue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to safeguard our tongues and say the right things, and do not backbite with this tongue. Do not lie and slander with this tongue. Do not cause fights and enmity between brothers with this tongue. This tongue, which is not sharp, but in essence it is sharper than a sword. The poet very beautifully says in Arabic that jarahatu sinan lahal tiyam wa ma yaltamu ma jarahal lisan, that the wound caused by a spear, that can be healed, but the wound that the tongue causes, there is no healing for it. Allahu Akbar. So yes, this tongue that can break hearts, that can break homes, that can ruin people's reputation, that can cause backbiting, slandering, lying, cheating. Let's inshallah azza wa jal control this tongue and attain the guarantee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be entered into paradise. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.